It costs you $0 to support us. And I'm not begging for support. Like, support or don't support. I don't give a fuck.
For real, dog. No, seriously. Seriously.
But it's
I
like,
don't get a share. I ain't get a comment, you know, but people are watching. Those same people, they watch you, but they don't support you. Yeah, we're not going to be in our feelings, though, because we're not experts.
Quick disclaimer. Welcome to the We're Not Experts podcast. What you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes only. It is not meant to be taken literally. Just like any other information, you need to do your research first. We're not experts, but you should also research information that these quote-unquote experts tell you anyway. God bless you all. Thank you for listening. Cue the theme music.
What's going on? Tez Reacts. Back at it again with another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast. The co-host is here, and we're going to talk about some stuff, right? How your boy's been?
Yeah, I'm straight, man. I'm heading to the gym again. You know what I mean? Feel good. Sit. That's how my week's been.
Fucking night. Oh, gosh, night. I'm good, though. I'm good. That's another good day. Another good Sunday. Good football Sunday.
Hey, make sure y'all play some bets. All right. So this weekend, we actually did quite a bit. So we took a trip. We ended up seeing Don Toliver in concert. And the funny thing about that was we didn't have anybody to watch my three-year-old. So my three-year-old had to go with us. So he in the middle of the Don Toliver concert, you know, rocking out. Everybody looking at us a little crazy, but he was having a good time. And it was funny because we didn't have any actual seats. We had, you know, the floor seats just to kind of, you know, wipe out the tickets. So we were like in the crowd and they started mosh pitting and whatnot. So I had to make sure I grabbed little man and I took him to the back. He had like headphones on to make sure we protected his hearing and everything like that. But he had a good time. We also took the kids to an amusement park. Got on a bunch of rides, just did that type of stuff, did a little bit of shopping. But for the most part, that was a pretty good weekend. I mean, of course, me personally, I'm always wanting to stay in the house. I mean, we pay all this money for a mortgage. I mean, why not me and I, you know what I'm saying? Well, let's do that one time to time. So, I mean, anybody that know me know we got five kids. And I'm very grateful that we are able to afford a house where each kid is able to have their own room and, you know, kind of live in their own space and things of that nature. But my question to y'all is, it's not really equipment because I kind of feel like I already know what everybody's going to say in regards to this. But if you can't necessarily afford to have all your kids, what is a good way to go about, you know, dealing with that situation? I don't know if y'all seen that lady on TikTok, but I'm going to play this quick video. It's like a minute and some change. And then I'm going to let y'all see, or just let y'all give y'all opinions on it.
Welcome back, Kim. Consuelo, sunlight, there's a link drink. We started off with our typical nighttime routine of making sure energy is clean. Unfortunately, the bell keeps going out on our vacuum, so we just go to the woods. I've got the floor swept and mopped in the bed area and got the beds back down for bedtime. I want to tell us some extra time to go through both of my son's love boxes and get rid of the stuff that they bring up. Now, have you know, my son asked me if he could take over vacuuming. He said he really wanted to give it a shot. While going through the toy bins, I noticed there was a bunch of newborn toys that my son had barely had interest in, though they were barely used. Leaving my daughter bring up some interest, so I'll go and put the side.
All right, so one of the things they don't talk about, right, is, well, they talk about it in another video, but I don't have that video. All right, so there's, and their family of six, getting ready to be a family of seven, so she's pregnant, and they have a one bedroom apartment, and most of the kids sleep, as you can see, that like little palace in the kitchen and in the living room and things of that nature. So, and all the kids are still small. So as of right now, it's not a problem. My question to y'all is, what would be some advice? Because I'm pretty sure everybody feels the same way, but what would be some advice that you would have for a person in a situation like that?
Motherfucker, stop having kids. God dang. Now I'm saying, like, them kids gonna have some good character, man. I'm saying that's good character development. You know what I mean? But fuck, man. One bedroom, six kids, and you pregnant? Like, come on, let's be for real, bro. Use some birth control. But I think here they take two, though. But go ahead, B.
Yeah, that's a lot of that problem. Like, B, I grab these kids, can't afford it. My intake, I just feel like you said, I agree with Mac. I'm having all these kids, you can't afford them.
need space, food, money. You need a lot to have a lot of children. So, yeah.
Also, I think it's unfortunate that, you know, a lot of times, you know, people just out here, and I get it, you know, we're all in that boat where, you know, everybody thinks sex is fun, right? But there becomes a limit, and it's like, you bringing other human beings into this messed up situation all because you don't want to do what's right by them. I do think, in a way, that's a form of child abuse, my opinion, because you got this house, these kids don't have enough place to live, like enough space to live. And eventually it's going to get to the point where they get older and they're gonna see their parents for what they are. They're going to be like, okay, well, I see that y'all didn't really care to do the planning aspect of family planning. Y'all just decided to wake up one day and just decided to have a bunch of kids. And now we all here in this poor situation and y'all ain't do us no justice. I think eventually it gets to a point where the kids are going to have a little bit of resentment to the parents.
I mean, I agree with you on that, man. And I don't think it's going to take long for them to know this, man. I don't know to the extent that you guys grew up, but I grew up fucking poor as fuck. And I can tell you that shit. And I know as a young kid, I've been saying that my whole fucking life. I didn't ask to be here, man. Why do I have to go through this fucking bullshit? And they got it worse than me. And that's something I used to preach every fucking day. I don't want to fucking be here. That's all. That was my mantra as a fucking kid, because I used to get fucking laughed at because of clothes I wore to school, shit like that. Like, listen, man, them kids already know that shit. If they're in school already, they know that shit. They don't want to be there. And then you're going to hear the other kids' stories, as in them going to all fucking Disneyland and all types of shit. And then you got a fucking one bedroom. You ain't even got a motherfucking room. So them motherfuckers already know.
Man, I'm also just thinking of it from the aspect of, like I said, it's just, I know for a fact, I have a hard time going out and just living with, you know, all my kids, but I can afford to take care of them and whatnot. It's just, I can't imagine being in a situation, well, and I know they're posting it on TikTok so they can get a little bit more money. So eventually they can do the thing that a lot of people were able to pivot and, you know, make money out of the situation, but I don't know. If you only having the kids for clout, I think you're already doing the kids a disservice.
Mm-hmm. And then some of them kids ain't want to be on that motherfucking that TikTok. You know what I mean?
Oh, and I think you actually hit something really, really, really good on the head, right? And it's something that Black parents used to say a lot. And I do think it was always a problematic statement. They would always say something along the lines of, well, I brought you into this world, I could take you out of it. And I think that's the perfect rebuttal right there. It's like, I didn't ask to be here. I mean, you brought me into the world and you weren't able to take care of me. So why should I face the consequences of your actions? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I remember being a kid and I just always used to wish, bro. I used to wish for somebody. We used to be so poor. And I just thought that was my number one wish. I just always wished to have somebody. Because I just didn't have it. But yeah,
and that's what I'm saying, man. You're gonna make the kids be raised in a delusional state, because that's being delusional as fuck thinking somebody just gonna give you some money. Because I'm saying that to say, I was the same fucking way. Like, I wish somebody just, you know, like, damn, I can see your struggle, man. Here you go. You know what I mean? Or damn, I can see you hurting, man. Let me take you shop. Something like, and you gonna live in that delusional state thinking somebody might help you. Man, fuck that shit, man. That shit's crazy. Yeah, I don't know.
It don't work that way.
No, time out. It do work that way, but it don't work for men, because we all know ain't nobody coming to save you. Women, on the other hand, I think they do have it in their brain where they know for a fact that they go out there begging, they can probably get it from people a lot quicker than we able to get it. I know for a fact I can't go out there. I can't have my hand out because nobody will feel sorry for me.
Nah. And the reason you're saying that too, man, I was in the little hood, little McDonald's around here, and it was like three crackheads. Well, I'm no fucking crackheads, but they just kept asking me for money. Just three dudes. And the only thing I can say is like, I'm looking at them like, y'all fucking healthy ass adults that can have a fucking full conversation. Go get a fucking, I know it sounds bad, go get a fucking job. You know what I mean? Like, shit, you can do anything to make some money.
It don't sound bad at all.
Right. No, it does, because we don't understand certain people's mindset, the places that they're in, how they were raised. They probably don't have that concept as in, hey, man, you got to work for it. You know what I mean? They probably grew up poor as fuck, too, and it was big in the old motherfucking time. What would somebody give them some? I don't know. I just don't judge people, man. That's what I'm getting.
I just know anytime I've had to beg for anything in my life, it has never gotten me anywhere positive. I know me personally, when thank God, like I've been very blessed in my life where I haven't had to go out there and I had to panhandle. When you're going out there and you asking people that got it, can you get it from them? A lot of times, then that first initial, when they tell me no, I'm already like, okay, well, I'm not even going to ask them that no more. And I do think in a way that's kind of a negative thing, because I don't think it's nothing wrong with believing that somebody's going to help you, but I know I can't really subscribe to that. But God has humbled me in a lot of ways in my life, and I have had to ask people for stuff. So yeah. I don't know, man.
No, life is just a humbling phenomenon, anyways, that we go through.
Bro, I agree. It's all a situation. The moment you get on a high horse, it's time to get off it.
I mean, life done humbled me in multiple different ways and stages of my life. Shit.
Yeah, I was about to say, and if life don't, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, if life don't humble you yet, you ain't lived enough. you ain't lived long enough yet. That's why.
Or you must be rich, because I don't know what that is. That I don't even know what that's like.
But still, even when you rich, though, man, shit, because. Shit, I'm sure they go through hiccups too, man. And I actually think it's harder for them.
And what's crazy is
imagine having all the money in the world and you go broke.
Oh. Well, to them, that's like, well, I mean, really broke. So like I live in an area where it's predominantly like people have a little bit of money. And I'm not saying they like billionaires or nothing, but they're pretty well off, right? And the problems that they have are different than the ones that we have, that we probably had growing up in regards to money. But I hear some of them saying that they wish that they didn't have the money and they could like bring relatives back or live life a certain way and things of that nature. But you can only say that when you ain't grow up the way that we grew up. I just think you trade one Trump, like you trade one negative for another negative, but everybody loses relatives. It's probably better to lose a relative when you're rich than when you're broke.
All right. I mean, I think
better when you're rich.
Yeah, exactly. That should be capped for me, man, because you can always give that motherfucker that money away. You don't have to keep it. You know what I mean? I'd rather have your problem. Sorry. You can easily get my problem. It's hard for me to get your problem. I want your problems. That's just me personally.
I agree. But just to kind of pivot a little bit, because we're talking about, you know, struggles and everything like that. And I truly believe that, you know, there is ways to profit off a struggle. There's a conversation that could be had. So there's this video I'm going to share real quick where they talk about, you know, the different mindsets of people struggling, and not just the mindsets, but how everybody looks at people when they start to struggle.
Oh, and I also saw this morning a video from Chad, but basically him describing how people can grow up in the same circumstances and people around will coddle the one who made all the bad decisions and then condemn the one who worked hard and got out of their situation. And when they decide to have a better lifestyle, talk shit about them and tell them they think they're better than people. And he used examples of two men. And I just want to talk about how this happens for Black women. A lot of Black families will go and coddle the women who keep having kids, don't get their shit together, will run and take care of their kids, will run and throw them baby showers, will run and buy their kids stuff for school and all this stuff. But the women who worked hard and wanted to go to college or wanted to get their own apartment or learn how to drive, nobody will help them. Nobody will teach them how to drive. Nobody will buy books for school or sign for them to go to college. If they go and, you know, decide to marry and have a kid, nobody will help them. Nobody will think of them when school starts or get their kids anything or offer babysitting or anything. But they'll be quick to support the women who are doing nothing with their lives or continually making bad decisions in men and parenting and their lifestyle. but then will turn around and tell the women who work hard that they think they're better than everybody. And it's rampant. And in my personal experience too, a lot of people won't support successful Black people if they don't share a story of struggle. Like, they believe that you had to have a story of struggle to justify having a good life. And if you don't, then they feel like they have to humble you.
So unintentionally, we kind of already delved into that a little bit, right? But I wanted to ask y'all, do y'all think what she said has, do you think it's valid in a lot of ways where, go ahead, Matt.
No, she have a lot of validity in there. I mean, it does make a lot of sense, but that's all about perspective, right? As in, how people going to look at you once you've made it, right? They think you made it, so you're better, you're living easier than them. So yes, they're going to talk shit like, now you think you're better than us because now they might have new friends because of where they work, right? They develop more different friends, then they start hanging out with them, right? And they're like, damn, y'all don't hang out with us. But you guys are not doing nothing for yourself. These people can probably get me at a better level in life. And it's all about perspective, man, when you're looking at it from a different angle, right? Because she's looking at it now from a more privileged angle, not saying privileged in the wrong way, but she has a higher or a better viewpoint of life in itself. And they're still down here at the struggle. They're just looking up, trying to see what that looks like, right? But people move on and they live their life, man. I think she has a lot of validity in what she said, but it's just perspective. That's all it is. Just points of view.
I think in America, I don't think just America. I think everywhere. I think everybody loves an underdog. And of course, we always want to see the little man win at the end of the day. So we want to see people that grew up kind of how we grew up, eventually rise to a position to where they rose above all of the different things that we kind of were into just because we kind of see ourselves in those people. So I do think that part of like what she was saying was valid. Actually, for the most part, I see most of what she was saying is valid and whatnot. It's just, it is sad to see a lot of times that people don't want to support you unless you do have some type of struggle or if they can't see themselves in you. And that's just the way of the world, I guess. And it even comes to, you know, even little stuff like our podcast and whatnot. Unless people know you, unless you kind of have been in those circles with those people, a lot of times they're not gonna support what you got going on.
All right. So just like what you're saying, then you relate it back to the podcast. It's just something I always notice. Just like you're saying, people like the underdog story, but if it's somebody that they know, they don't want them to leave them. That's what I'm trying to say about this perspective thing again. They don't want you to leave them down here. So they'll take somebody else's story. They'll be like, damn, he came from nothing. But why are we so fucked up as a people that if you legit know the person, you don't want them to make it, right? Because for some reason, I think you think they're going to shit on you once they make it. So you be holding the fuck back. And so what I was saying that with the podcast is every time I bring it up to like people who I know, you can see it on their face. Like, this nigga, right? What you know? You see what I'm saying? And they're going to hate on you just because they know you, because they think they're going to leave you behind and shit. So that's how I see it too, man.
Just in the pod, like when I tell people that we do a podcast, a lot of times they do look at you away. They look at you like, you know, why do you feel like you can talk to somebody? I can't speak for what they're thinking in their minds, but I always get kind of like a weird backhanded response whenever I tell people that, you know, we do a podcast.
I mean, you can infer from the way they talk or the looks and shit like that, man. You can tell, man. And I mean, I know what you're saying. And I mean, like, and like I said, you chose the best name for this, right? We're not expert, man. We're not expert. So I can fucking say whatever the fuck I want. So I think that's legit. But I know, man, anything is, they be hating. And I know it's a lot of people like that I know that straight just be hating if I tell them. So I don't even say shit no more.
Let me see, B, how'd you feel about what she said? Like, do you feel like it's valid? Do you feel like she was like ill-informed? Like, how you feel about it?
Yeah, she valid. She right about what she was saying. I agree. She didn't say nothing wrong.
So the crazy thing, yeah. I'm gonna kind of bring something up from the childhood. I don't know if you're gonna remember this or not, but you know, at one point our family, and I am, depending on how I feel about this, I might take it out a little bit later or I could leave it. But I don't know if you remember this, but we had a family member who went off to school. And when this family member went off to school, this family member had a car that needed to be paid for. And this family member wanted the family to go ahead and pay for the car while they were gone. But the rest of the family said no, because they're like, just because they didn't really feel like they had the money to pay for it and whatnot. And the family member that went off to college was upset. And they ended up causing a huge rift in the family from that point on. Do you remember, you know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Nah, that was one point. But that's not where.
Well, no. It eventually became those things, but that is what started.
Yeah. Then. Nah, that ain't what started it though. He told me what started it. That ain't what started it.
No, it's
not. But that was the beginning. That was one of the beginnings for sure. For sure. For sure.
Yeah, but in my honest opinion, it was like when I was younger, because I was on one side of the family, I was like, well, how could you expect somebody to want to help you out in this situation when, you know, everybody got all this going on and whatnot? But then it's like, I can see it from the other side of the perspective, where it's like, you expect your family to try to lift you up in a situation where you're trying to better yourself and things of that nature. But I don't know. It's weird now as I get older, because I definitely see both sides of the argument.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, when your whole family is living in poverty, 9 times out of 10, nobody can help you. The whole family is poor.
True.
So,
and that was the big thing, too. It was like, they can only help you so much. Like, I remember we literally had a house every other year or so because we couldn't really afford to live nowhere. So it was like,
I was telling people that, like, we used to move every year, like, everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Went to so many different schools.
It was to avoid eviction, which was, like, insane. But, yeah, and in those cases, I do kind of understand, like, sometimes you can't support. But if it's free for you to support somebody, if it don't cost you a single dollar out of your pocket.
Nah, sometimes you can't say that, though. Because even if it's financially, it may be a mental issue, you know, by you just helping somebody. You know, let's take, for instance, a place to stay. Somebody need a place to stay. That can be on your mental. You got a sister, maybe, I ain't gonna say a sister, cousin, friend, or whatever, and they may come with baggage, which is kids and a significant other. You may have to help them out for a month or two, or 2, 3, 4, 5 months. You never know. And that's going to be on your mental, because they're in your house causing everyday problems. Now, I ain't going to say problems, but, you know, after like this, at a certain age, and maybe it may be like the space of the home too, that could be playing a big part, because the bigger the home, you know, the more room you're not bumping into people. But if you're a regular home, you got a lot of adults or just a lot of people in one home, period, it starts to become a problem, because so many people under one household, it's too many attitudes, too many different, you know, just spirits. It's just too much. So eventually it just won't work. But yeah, that's an example of helping somebody and going through a mental state instead of, you know what I'm saying?
No, I see what you're saying. So what I was talking about was more an aspect of us doing a podcast here, right? It costs you $0 to support us. And I'm not begging for fucking support. Like, support or don't support.
I'm serious.
But
I ain't get a share. I ain't get a comment, you know, but people are watching. I'm saying people, they watch you, but they don't support you. But... Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're not going to be in our feelings, though, because we're not experts. We don't get in our feelings about stuff like that.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. I was like, when it costs you nothing to go ahead and just support, maybe just a little bit of time for you to just, like, to just do something in order to look out for your people. Like, if you can't even do that, it do make me look at you away. If it's money coming out your pocket, I can see that. And I'm like, okay, well, I can understand, like, you know, it costs this amount of money. I mean, you ain't really got it. It's costing a little bit of time, bro. And time is the most valuable asset we have. Don't get it twisted.
But let me say one more thing too.
You good?
And it's like clout too. It's like clout because check this out. So we've been doing this podcast for a while now. Say we just up one day and just get a fucking podcast deal, multi-million dollars, right? The whole family gonna want to support you. Your whole friends gonna want to support you. Everybody want to ride the wagon now. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's just how it works. You know, so.
So you're saying that, I mean, and it's a fact, but what you're saying, motherfuckers don't want to go through the process. They don't want to go through the process.
They don't want to walk through it with you. They just want to show up when it's hooray and it's success. Yes. They want to
be there when you get to the promised land. They don't want to be there through the process, through the struggle. And I'm saying that to say, man, you know, I'll be wrapping cars on the side and shit. And I have a homeboy, man. I've been telling him forever, like, come down here. You can stay at my crib. Everything will be free. All you got to do is prepare the cars. So when I finish working, I come home, we'll wrap it together. This motherfucker was not, right? And I'm like, I see how that shit's working. And I got a little, shit was popping for a little bit. And he's like, yo, man, can I still come through? I was like, nah, man, can't. You know what I mean? But that's what I'm saying. Motherfuckers don't want to go through the fucking struggle, man. They don't. Because they hating from, I'm being honest, they hating from the rip. They like, that shit ain't going to work because it ain't their idea. You know what I mean? And it's fucked up that. It's fucked up how we are, man.
I get it because everybody want to, they want to have their own stuff. They want to be the one. They want to be the hero in the story. But sometimes, I'm going to keep it a bean. Everybody's not meant to be entrepreneurs. Everybody's not meant to be leaders. Everybody's not meant to do the big thing in life. And that's just plain and simple. And it's when we start learning how to play our role, like how to play our role in life, life becomes a lot easier. We're not all meant to be them. We're not all meant to be these great, extravagant people. And I had to learn that a long time ago. It's like, I know for a fact, sometimes I'm there for a supporting role. I support my wife in a lot of ways. I support other people in a lot of different aspects of my life. I've never really understood that, bro. Like, I never understood wanting to just try to lift and try not to lift people up just because you are afraid that it looks away. Or afraid how it makes you feel.
Man, I used to be, I mean, it's how you raised too, man. You know what I mean? Just what you experience. And I used to be like that. And I'd be like, what does it cost you to help somebody, man? I get it. Just like you were saying earlier, because then if you have to dish out money, right? Because it's going to hinder your family as well. I can see you not doing it. But like, if the shit is free, if it costs tapping the screen, if it costs sharing the fucking live, if it's called, you know what I mean? Some shit. It doesn't cost you shit. You know what I mean? You watching that motherfucker anyways, bro. You see what I'm saying? Just share that motherfucker. Tell somebody about it. You know what I mean? I was watching this. They were talking some bullshit. Check this shit out. You know what I mean? Yeah. Or I know these motherfuckers, man. Just check this shit out.
I got family members and friends that have called me like, I just seen you on Facebook or Instagram. You was fresh as hell. You was out of town. You was doing your thing. And I was thinking, man, like, damn, why you ain't even like it? like, damn, okay, then. Like, I was there fresh that you ain't even have to like it.
Ooh.
But, you know, you got to expect that type of energy from people, you know?
Yo, I ain't gonna lie, that was nail on the head right there.
No, for real, though, because that's the prime example. Like, okay, then, I see what's going on. It's like, maybe you forgot to like it, you know, but I don't know. I see what's going on when it comes to stuff like that.
All right. So just kind of pivoting from this topic, right? Wanted to ask y'all, how long do you think it's appropriate for you to say that you got a problem or that you beef with somebody? And the reason I ask that is because I just seen this video recently. Everybody's saying Flavor of Love. Y'all remember New York, right?
Yeah.
So I'm gonna play y'all this video real quick, and I just wanna just get y'all take on it and just see how long y'all feel like we supposed to be out here beefing with people.
Damn, New York, watch this.
What is this?
Wait,
excuse me? Who am I? Is that the pocket with the fan of love?
It's Steve Irwin reaction. It's the sir.
Okay.
Okay, this is sort of that's video art, whatever.
Oh my goodness, this bitch was full of us. That she needs to have her bullets giant. She has a little bit, she's a wobby blimp that people
supposed
to be giant. Well, I don't want her to have a car yet. Well, she looks like she's in danger because I can't even tell where her neck, her face ends. And when it gets to be that severe, she does need some sort of an intervention.
We know Flavor Love, that was probably like, what, like 20 years ago? Something like that? Well, do you think it's okay for you to just let those things go sometimes? Like, how long is it up for one of your, for the people that you have issues with?
I mean, I can't even tell what she was saying, so I think I'm still kind of lost as in what the fuck was going on.
Okay, so pretty much what she was saying was, so Jason Lee was doing an interview in New York, and he was showing her what, you know, Pumpkin looks like these days. Did you see the picture of how Pumpkin used to look, how she looked now? Pretty much New York was just pretty much saying she look like she's like full of pus and she needs to be drained. And she pretty much just calling her fat and saying she looked bad and she aged terribly. So pretty much.
Yeah, I heard that part.
Yeah, pretty much insinuating that she still don't like this girl for whatever reason. I think, in my opinion, I just think you got to grow up and you got to let that stuff go. But, you know, not everybody live by that type of philosophy. So I wanted to ask y'all, is it always up with somebody that you got beef with? And does it depend on the situation? Like, if you were in a situation where a person spit on you on national TV, would you still feel like it's up after all these years?
Yeah. Let's take this one real quick, because I got, and then I'm going to speak on this one more time, man. No. But I got a situation, I didn't get spit on or nothing, but I got a situation where somebody trying to keep beef away from me about some shit that happened 10 years ago. I just don't get it. Me personally, I let it go. I don't care about it. I'm older. I don't give a damn. Over so many years, yeah, the situation should be done. It's getting spit on is crazy. I don't know if I could be able to let that go neither. But I did, man. Me and you used to have spit fights and shit, man. I let this shit go, man. Certain stuff you gotta let go though. Like, seriously though, like, after so long, would you still holding on to this anger and this secret beef for, like, is it after so long? Nah, you should let it go. But like I said, I got a situation like this. I got a situation with somebody. It's been 10 years. They still got it on their mind and still want to go about it. And I actually told this guy, like, dude, I don't want no problems. You know, I got kids. I'm trying to go home. I don't want no problems with you, man. So whatever problem is you got with me, I'm just trying to like remove myself from it. And he like, nah, it's still on. We still this and we still. And I'm like, all right, damn, man. That's your life, you know. That's on you. Cause I'm not worried, and I'm armed and dangerous, and I'm protecting myself and my family. So, you know, you gonna crash out all you want, but yeah.
Yeah, I just think it's a time and a place and when to communicate. And the reason I'm saying that is I'm going through the same thing right now. I just don't know how to tell a person the reason why I don't fuck with them anymore. Like, you can tell the person want to say stuff to me, but I don't want to say nothing to the motherfucker. But I don't know how I can say it without it causing more problems. You see what I'm saying? So I think it's a time and a place. And just say it the right way where you feel, you know, person, it won't exacerbate the problem or make it worse. You see what I'm saying? Just, that's what I think. I just think I don't have the words right now, because if I tell you the reason why and then you try to flip out and shit, then all that's going to do is make everything worse. So I'm just giving it time. What's the best way to say it? See what I'm saying? So I think it's a time and a place for everything.
So for myself, I do think that at some point, I just know just how my brain works. And it's just at some point I know I can't go on about my life knowing that I got unresolved tension with other people. So eventually I'm going to have to let everything, I have to let everything go. Unfortunately, the life, just life will put people in your life that they don't necessarily want to let things go. Like they will continue to just perpetuate all of the negative things that you've done in the past. I mean, it, sometimes people, you can't really expect somebody else to heal just because you ain't on that no more, unfortunately.
But it's just the more adult, mature thing. You know what I'm saying? That's what every adult expects you to do. And I feel it. But check this out. Say you're on the other side of the gate and you're the one that somebody is mad at. And they telling you when they see you, they going to do this, they going to do that. What's your reaction? What is your response? What are you going to do?
I mean, at the end of the day, I can honestly say I'm not mad at the person or the situation. I mean, at the end of the day, you can't stop what they're going to do. You got to handle business the way you're going to handle business regardless. Because if they're going to still come at you, you just got to handle business accordingly. But letting them know, like, hey, I ain't got no problems with you. When I see you, I'm not going to do nothing to you unless, you know, you provoke me. I mean, I have no real issues with you. Like, and it don't matter to me. It don't matter what the issue is. It's just the way that I am in my life right now. I just know I can't. I got kids. I got family. I like to walk around and not feel like I got problems with somebody. If I see somebody, I got this much hatred towards them, all because of some stuff that they did back in the day. Like, let that.
Actually, you know what? I take that back. Yeah, and I'm thinking about it now. Like, it is certain situations, bro. And to think about it, it's a lot of situations. And a lot of people where somebody then shot somebody. I mean, you might not never get over that.
I mean, you can get over it, man. It can be something explainable.
You know, you can't get over it. Listen, you can get over it, but bro, every situation was different. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got a homeboy that got shot by another one of my homeboys. And when he got shot, he was so fucked up. Like, he damn near died. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I can understand why he still don't like this man to this day. And it's been over 10 years. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can understand because I know what he had to go through. He had to relearn how to walk. Yeah, he lost so much blood. He had to get blood transfusions. You know what I'm saying? Like, I understand why people hold grudges for so long, man. You almost killed me.
I mean, I get it, but that's what I'm saying. All right, so now it'd be the winter. I'm like, so, and just for say it was the same thing, right? Me shooting you, B, right? And now, because somebody told me that you said something or you stole something from me, then the whole time it was him, right? And I now got word that it was him. And I come to you like, yo, bro, they told me it was you, man. This motherfucker said it, but the whole time he's the one that stole my shit. It's time and place. I mean, I'm not saying you can always get over it, but you have to understand, like, I was mad as fuck. It's just per se, right? Or you killed my, we take it a little bit further. You shot my son, I come and shoot you, right? But the whole time it was this dude that shot him, not you, but they said it was you that did. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't go off that he say, she say shit. I need facts. Like, if I ain't got no receipts, I can't really say you did that, you know, because I done been in a situation where I didn't have no receipts and I blamed the finger and that person didn't do it. And I felt stupid as hell. So, yeah, I get what you're saying, though.
What I'm saying is, I ain't saying nothing about, I hope nothing like that happened, but just think about your child, man, and how much love you have for your kid. And all you got was a motherfucker said, John down the street did that shit. I don't think you can hold him back to get all the proof in the world, man. Sometimes, you know, that payback is like, that shit have to be instant, you know what I mean? Because if he did it or he didn't, shit, somebody got to pay for it. And I get it, that's premeditated and all this shit, but hey, man, listen, I ain't doing a fucking whole investigation right now.
That nigga said, man, you say, shoot first, ask questions, like.
Exactly, and that's how you're going to start that fucking eternal beef that you're talking about, right? Where that shit just going to last forever. But it is what it is, man. I don't know. Honestly, it's the time and the place, I think.
Nah, I do agree with you, right? But, and this is a lesson that I had that came with me growing up a little bit and just dealing with people and just seeing how people move in certain situations, right? And this common sense, right? Every action has a reaction. I can't control the way that another person is going to feel about something that I did. And it's just me personally, a lot of times the way I think so. I'm so forward thinking when it comes to like my thinking nowadays. When I get ready to do something to somebody, I already know what's coming with it. And I know what type of smoke is coming with that if I just so happen to cross this person in that way. That's just the way that my brain works now. And it's like a lot of times, and there's still stuff from my past that I think eventually will come back to haunt me at some point. But I mean, at the end of the day, I'm not taken aback by it. I have no beef with you, and I'll verbalize that to you. But if you want to take it there, we can take it there. I mean, that's my take on it. But I do think eventually you gotta let it go. If it were me and one of my pop up on the screen and I see that person doing bad and they're not looking good in life, I mean, I wish her all the best, you know? I wish this man, this woman all the best. I hope their life is good. I'm sitting here, I'm shining, I'm glowing. Success is the best.
And that's how that be the situation too. That's the similar. Like, you got a problem with me and you ain't even, you got a problem with yourself for real. So you got a problem with me. I ain't. And look at you.
Telling you, success hurts people a lot more than anything else. They see you out there, your skin glowing, you looking happy, you got a good girl in your arm. You just walking around, just living your life unbothered. That bothers motherfuckers worse than any other thing that you can do to them.
It be the money. It be the money, man. Let you be getting a couple dollars, man. And they not. Oh, yeah, they ready to kill you. Don't have no problems about no female. My little situation about a female. I don't have no problems about no female. You're going to doubt about that female. They're going to try to hurt you and kill you about that female. They don't even try to kill you about the money, but they're going to try to kill you about that female.
That's crazy. And the only thing I can think about is the podcast we did a while ago. As soon as you started talking about that money, that's just had me smiling and shit when we talk about getting chicks and shit.
Oh, yeah, with the money and shit. It's the same. But, money is
it. Always coming back in the fucking... It always comes back, man.
Yeah, that money a bad. Watch your mouth. That money a bad motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I said, man, motherfuckers need to be saying that they don't want it because we were just talking about that shit earlier today, and we saw my shit in another podcast where motherfuckers said they wish they had motherfucker problem but no money. Shit, I want. And I'm not gonna go back through it, man. But that's the goal in this life, man. And you know, they consider it a matrix, right? I'm just going to say it's because that shit is a matrix. If you look at the setup in it, right? We kind of like live in this matrix. And to win it in this matrix is the money. That's winning in this motherfucking matrix. Because you ain't going to motherfucking live. You ain't going to eat. You ain't going to travel. You ain't going to do shit. You ain't going to have a fucking good time. You ain't going to have no bitches. You ain't going to, without no fucking money, that's the fucking winning goal in this motherfucking matrix. How much money you can compile. I'm telling you, your life will be fucking straight. Other than that, you're going to be struggling in this bitch. Because this ain't the fucking matrix of fucking 200 years ago when you can go climb a fruit tree and get some fruits and, you know what I mean, go shoot a motherfucking deer. You know what I mean? That shit ain't the same. For you to eat, you got to have some fucking money.
I mean, even the people with the money be struggling. Like, because the money... The money can't fix what's already broken inside you, bro. A lot of you
name me
killing themselves. A lot of them always kill.
Name me one. I can go to a therapist. I can pay a motherfucking therapist. Fucking in-house fucking therapy.
Nah, he right though, Matt. When you come to that, that money can't fix you on the inside, bro. It's a lot of people mentally damaged, bro, on the inside. And it won't even just be like that. Maybe a death or something, you know what I'm saying, can rip you apart. Money can't fix that.
Brother, I'm going to tell y'all, listen, I'm not going to fucking tell you which way to go with this. You can have your own philosophy in life, right? Y'all can have whatever philosophy y'all want in this. Nigga, I'm taking bread and fuck everything else, right? Because with that, I can do whatever.
But listen to this, though, man. So you got 10, 20 million in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And you lose your mother.
It is what it is. I know that's gonna happen.
You're gonna be fucked up on the inside, is what I'm saying, though.
Yeah, but what if my mom's gonna die even if I have no money? Then I can't even bury your ass.
True.
So if you're gonna die any motherfucking ways.
True.
So what I'm trying to say is this, you can't put me in a situation where I'm gonna say, fuck the money and this situation right now. Maybe in a different time. Yeah. But right now, nah. I'm taking the bread all the time.
Got you. So just to pivot a little bit, right? Did y'all see that video of the Raptors game last night?
No.
The Toronto Raptors and the Sacramento Kings. So DeMar DeRozan is on the Kings, and they played up.
I just seen him out of Drake.
Yeah. How Drake was just standing.
I just seen it, but I didn't get it. Like, what was said again?
So it wasn't nothing really said. So DeMar DeRozan was in the Not Like Us video, and Drake was all like upset about it. So he's standing on the side of the court, just talking shit to DeMar DeRozan, which I thought was kind of weird. I don't know, but I just look at this, like a lot of the stuff that he be doing is kind of weird, bro. I don't know.
Yeah, DeMar DeRozan talking his up, though. Like, shit, nigga. It is what it ain't, shit.
The thing is, DeMar DeRozan, he from Compton. So I know for a fact, you know, seen him was talking on the side of the court. And DeMar DeRozan is affiliated down there. So I know for a fact, ain't none of that smoke new to him. I think they lost the game last night, but I mean, ain't nobody worried about you.
And that's all politics, rap beef, man. That shit fake, man.
And did y'all see Jason Kelce breaking that boy's fall?
Nah, I ain't see that shit.
Oh, so that is kind of funny. And I do want to play that.
Jason, there. Jason, our tread.
It was Jason.
Man, I wouldn't even expect that from him. I can see that from Travis.
Exactly. Nobody would expect it from Jason Kelce. Let me share. Go ahead and share the video.
Oh, don't sue. No.
Hold on. I think the other video got a little bit more content.
Kelce.
Hey, Kelce.
Kelce, can I get a fist bump? Kelce, can I get a fist bump?
All right, so I don't know if y'all caught what happened. I don't know if y'all can hear very well, or but I'm going to explain it anyway. So he was walking through Penn State, and Jason Kelce, just being the normal guy that he is, he's tailgating, walking through Penn State. And, you know, people are following him with the phones out. Now, one of the dudes with the phones out said, hey, Kelce, how does it feel to be, he said, the F slur, right? The slur that they use, that they used to use for gay people. He said, how does it feel to be that because your brother's dating Taylor Swift? So Jason Kelce took the phone up from the boy's head and spiked it on the ground.
I was today's years old when I found out Travis and him are the fucking brothers.
We do a podcast together.
Bro, I don't be watching that shit, bro. And it's crazy because I watch football and everything. Never know that was brothers, bro. It's crazy.
Yeah, they played against each other in the Super Bowl. It was like a big thing.
Never paid that shit attention. Never. Ben knew both of their names, knew they had the same last name. Never thought like, oh, they brothers. Never. That's crazy.
Yeah, definitely.
So Monte,
I mean,
yeah, go ahead, man.
I just think it's bullshit. Either way, man, you know who you are. You know motherfuckers gonna try to push your motherfucking button. You know what I mean? And don't walk around in public like that, man, if you don't want to be fucking criticized. Either way, I know they called him some shit, but called him a cigarette. But it is what it is.
So I think there's a disconnect with this generation, and I think we've had this conversation before, where a lot of these motherfuckers ain't never been punched in the mouth for the stuff that they say. They just be behind their computer screens and they just be saying whatever they want. Jason Kelce's like 6'3", 6'4", like almost 300 pounds. Solid. This dude was an NFL center, bro. This is a strong
dude. He's taller than that.
He's small.
6'3", so bro, like 6'7". Bro, at least 6'6". At least.
But it's like, when you just go, like, you can get away with saying this stuff on a lot of these people, but if you're saying it to their face, I just feel like they don't really know what's coming with that talking in people's faces stuff, because you can't just call people whatever you want to call them and talk about his brother in a way that's not necessarily favorable in this man's face. It's like, it's common sense. Like, we all know you can't just talk to another grown man like that and not expect, like I was talking about earlier, with actions comes consequences. And the consequence of what you just said, you probably need to get your phone broke or your face broke.
Just yeah, but like we say, like we were speaking about earlier about money, man, that's a crash out situation. He trying to do that so he can sue him. Come on, man. I do it too, shit. I'm going to provoke whoever if they got me, if they're multi-million. I'm going to sue your ass quick as hell as soon as you put your hands on them.
I'll take a punch from you, fucking a mill.
I'll take a couple punches, man. Beat me up.
Him breaking that phone. He about to come out of some money just for breaking that phone, too.
Right. Yeah, about $50,000. A punch going to cost you at least $500,000.
Mm-hmm. My neck and my back hurt.
Man, listen, I ain't been right since.
I know, man. If you get hit in that situation, I'm going to come up with a twist just randomly, just out of nowhere. Be in court just twitching this.
Man, like what? Praying he punched me again. The more punches, I'm trying to tell you, he land about 5 punches, you about 1.6, 1.5. We can settle right now for 1.1.
I'm gonna just randomly. Oh.
So as soon as he walk in the courtroom, you just get up and start running.
Man,
say so you can't be in the same room with them and shit.
I'm traumatized by the punches.
I can't be in the same room, but.
No, I'm glad I brought that to y'all because I ain't gonna lie. I just looked at it as homeboy just getting what he get, but y'all brought up a good point. Like you about to always make a lot of money.
Yeah, that's all they do it for. All
right, but what y'all got to say to the people, man?
Man.
Go ahead, B.
Hey, stop being bitter over these women. Get your money right. Take care of your family. Wake up and live every day like it's your last, because you don't know when it is. That's what I got to say to the people.
Man, I'm going to piggyback that one part, man. Listen, it's all about the fucking money, man. I don't give a fuck what y'all think. It's all about fucking money. Get your motherfucking money and stop getting all these goddamn kids in a one-bedroom apartment too, man. Because you got to get some fucking money. All right? That's what I got.
I like that.
First and foremost, I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I just want to say thank you to you guys for showing up, as always. Thank you to Patrick, my editor. Thank you to my amazing wife. Thank you to my kids, because I talk about them all the damn time. And yeah, if for whatever reason you feel like you just need to keep having kids, just keep it in your mind that birth control is a lot cheaper. All right? And this has been another episode of the Weird Not Experts Podcast. We out.